a couple of it is the same as the work for the workers. So you sort of get to choose what's you, you get kind of access to a community of people who are also kind of volunteers and who want to help you. And where that support, where like at the moment you would get support from an agency, and maybe if you're lucky, you would get some befriending support or you would get some volunteering support from your local parish. But the agency and the parish volunteers don't talk to one another. So there's no communication between the two. So you would, get a much more kind of integrated team that's actually talking to one another and sort of, noticing things about you and your health and what you kind of have enjoyed and not enjoyed, and sort of, helping to facilitate that support in a much more joined up way. So that's one benefit. The other benefit, which is kind of a weird one, and which I really hope will kind of massively catch on because it's a really cool part of what we're about, is that you can also offer support yourself. So if you're getting support through, you can be a giver and you can be a receiver, you can be on both sides, you can support others who've experienced similar challenges to you. You can, run errands if that's what you want to do. You can, but it's all about kind of, almost closing the loop. Sort of starting to play about with the expectations that we have society about what constitutes a carer and what constitutes someone who's getting support, and just kind of trying to blow those assumptions wide open, really.